Kellogg, Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia, August 29, 1899. Dear brother, I may have to mention your name sometimes when answering questions in regard to the work you have done and are still doing, and when seeking to correct the methods and plans of those who suppose that they are to do just as you are doing. The management of the work of God in every line must bear the signature of heaven. I may have to differ from your opinions as to the way in which the work should be carried, for there is need of modifying some lines of work. If I am called to do this, do not regard me as any the less your friend. I hate falsifying. Your brethren who have stood in connection with you have not stood as true as steel to truth and righteousness in their representations to you. They have not guarded and counseled you when it was their duty to do this as faithful servants of the Lord. Had they stood in the order in the clear light of truth, they might have helped you much. You have regarded them as your friends and supporters in all your devising and planning for the medical missionary work. But when your judgment does not coincide with theirs, they do not tell you so. You and they would do well to take heed. The Lord never gives to one man the qualifications to carry such tremendous responsibilities as you are handling. The mold you are placing on minds is not always as God would have it. If you move according to all your own independent judgment, and your colleagues assent to all your ideas, they and you must bear the consequences. The Lord God of heaven is marking every movement in the political world, just as surely as he is marking every action in his church, and he will reprove and counsel and warn those whom he would have stand as his representatives of pure, holy, unadulterated principles. We are living in perilous times, and our salvation is more to us than anything else. But I will not continue this subject. I love you, and I pray for you, and I believe the Lord hears my prayers for you as verily as if they came from your own mother's heart. Hide yourself in Christ.